Welcome back to the show here on World Football Daily. We bring you always some of the elite guests from Major League Soccer, and today is no exception. It is the technical director of the Colorado Rapids. It is Mr. Paul Bravo joining us here on the show. Paul, how are you, mate?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me, and hopefully I can give you the information that you're looking for.
Well, first thing I've got to ask you, Paul, is how annoying is it that Peyton Manning is in Denver and stealing the Rapids' thunder with their march through the NFL playoffs?
Being here is a great treat for us, and certainly having Peyton in town doesn't help our cause, but we're always supportive of our professional sports here in Denver and in Colorado, and they're a part of our Colorado family, so we've got to support them.
Paul, you guys have been very busy in the off season already. Have you had much time to kind of enjoy the sporting feast that's going on? Obviously, with the NBA in full swing, the NHL starting again, and the NFL. Do you get any time at all at the moment?
No, not for us. And that's one of the challenges that we have here in Colorado is although people look at us as a small market, we're very saturated with professional sports. We've got the Broncos, we've got the Avalanche, we've got the Nuggets, we've got the Rockies. So trying to carve our own little place here in the Denver market can be difficult at times, but it's one big happy family. I mean, Mr. Kroenke, who owns us, does own the Nuggets and the Avalanche, and so we support them as much as we possibly can, it can be difficult at times, but you know what? That's the sport of soccer in this country and in this state in particular is growing tremendously.
And it played a big, important role yesterday evening, the sport of soccer. There was Soccer Night in Newtown, obviously, after the tragedy that took place last month. How heavily involved were the Rapids in the organization and being involved in that night last night?
Absolutely. Everybody at the club, our heartfelt condolences go out to the families that were affected by the tragedy there. We wanted to do anything that we possibly could do to help support the cause, and certainly when we found out about it, we wanted to try and get a few of our players involved as well as our alumni, and we offered up that opportunity. We were able to get Tony Cascio, our fantastic rookie who went to the University of Connecticut for 4 years, out there, and as a club show our support for the people of Newtown.
It was a very special evening yesterday, and one that it was amazing to see kind of the world of soccer just uniting to help last night. You mentioned that Tony Cascio was down there yesterday evening. What have you made of your 14th overall pick in the MLS draft? Generally, in other sports, you think out of the top 10, maybe ifs and buts, questions about people. But he had a fantastic year in terms of being a rookie and getting himself settled into the league. How impressed were you by him?
He did a great job from day one. The great thing about Tony is not only does he have the physical tools to be successful at this league, in our league, he's got a great mental makeup. He came in and he really put the time and the effort in, whether that's being one of the first players in the locker room to being one of the last players, and for a rookie, showed a lot of maturity. He fit our system really well, the system that we're trying to implement. He could play up high in a two front. He could play wide in a three-man forward line. He's got tremendous upside, and he's only going to get better. We had him rated in the top seven last year going into the combine and into the draft, and the fact that he fell to us at number 14 was a big surprise for us, but there was no doubt that we felt he was a player that can have an impact in our group.
And it was the first year as well for your manager, Oscar Pereira. Head coach, sorry to put it in U.S. terms, head coach Oscar Pereira.
Yeah.
Almost a year since he came in, signed on January the 5th to coach the Rapids. How have you found his involvement with the side and settling into the head coach role? It's his first ever time.
Yeah, no, and that was always one of the things that we talked long and hard about going through the process last year. And the thing that really impressed us about Oscar was, you know, he's a very passionate person. He showed a great deal of passion towards the project that we presented to him, and how we wanted to move forward as a club. It fit his philosophical approach. It's always difficult as a first-time manager getting your feet on the ground and you know, getting off to a fast start. And you know, understand that Oscar came into our system after the majority of our roster was already settled, and you know, trying to put his own imprint on that. He showed up a day before the combine. We went out to the combine. We were able to identify a fantastic young player, and the player that we just spoke about, Tony. You know, and building his staff, it took time to do that. I think by the middle of the season, he had started to settle in, and certainly towards the latter end, he really started to flourish, you know, from a coaching standpoint. You know, we had a difficult season last year on a lot of fronts, and we make no excuses about that. But Oscar has a bright future as a head coach here with the Colorado Rapids and beyond.
Is Oscar somebody that you think he's a reasonably young manager that you think the Rapids can build a real foundation with him as the rock, the steady rock? Because you see managerial change so much in football at the moment.
No, that's certainly one of the things that we live in. I mean, that's the environment that we live in, right? Professional sports is a result-oriented business. But there's also a side of it that we sit back as executives and look at and say, well, first of all, we're changing the culture. We're trying to change the culture of this club. We're trying to change the philosophical approach. We're trying to fully integrate a style of play and a system, not only from the first team, but all the way down to what we're doing with the 7, 8, 9-year-olds in the club. And that's a fully integrated philosophy. And, you know, Oscar's approach, his background as a player developer, as a player in this league, as an international player with Colombia, you know, as an assistant manager and a reserve team coach, you know, it just fits so well with the direction that we were headed in, and we knew that we were going to have to be patient. And you know, and if you look around in our league, some of the best managers in our league have started off in similar fashion. Dominic Kinnears, the Peter Vermes, Ziggy has been through it, Ziggy Schmidt up in Seattle. So, you know, we know that results are what our business is about, but we also have to balance that with patience, especially with what we're trying to accomplish.
And Paul, we said you've been busy this off-season as a club. Two big signings that you brought in. Firstly, Diego Calderon, the 26-year-old Ecuadorian defender.
Yeah.
This is a huge signing in terms of you're bringing a quality player who's about to reach their peak into Major League Soccer. Yeah. It's something that doesn't happen too often.
No, and that's a part of you know, all of our philosophical shift as a club. We don't, you know, we wanted to try and get away from bringing players who maybe are north of their prime, experienced players like that. You know, we know have always been successful in this club, but it was important for us to build a group or begin to build a group with young players who are just starting to hit their prime. Diego fits that mold for us. 26 years old. He is over 200 professional games at Liga de Quito, which is a fantastic club, a fantastic reputation in South America. They've won major, major trophies. So he's got big, big, big time experience at a young age. And so for us, we feel this is a little bit of a coup for us, because you're getting a 26-year-old just about to hit his prime with the characteristics that fit our league and have shown in past can be very successful. Those types of players can be very successful. But he also fits our style of play. We want to try and build from the back and be comfortable on the ball in possession. And he has a lot of those qualities. His athletic ability is off the charts. He covers ground. He could play, his natural position is as a left-sided central defender. He's played a lot in different systems. He's played in a three-back off to the left. He's played in four as a left-back and as a center-back. So that sort of flexibility was real important for us.
What about your philosophy in terms of where do you want to build first with the Rapids? Do you want to build a solid backbone of a defence to steady the ship? You conceded 50 goals last season, which always makes it difficult to make the playoffs. Or would you rather take maybe that kind of Manchester United approach that they have at the moment of you score two, we'll score four?
we want to balance that. My background and Oscar's background, and one of the reasons why we brought Oscar in is because he has he was an attacking player himself. He's got that philosophy. From a business standpoint, I know our president says, I'd love to win games 4-3 every night here in Denver. That's compelling, and that's what sells, and all of that. But realistically, we have to be solid defensively if we want to be the team that we want to be going forward. Young, bold, attack-minded. For us, it's really about building the spine of the group. We're bringing back Marvell Wynn. We have who's 26, who's just turned 26. You got Drew Moore, who's 28. You got Calderon, who's 26. You've got Matt Pickens, who helped us win a championship a couple of years ago as a goalkeeper, who's just hitting his prime as a 31-year-old. You got Henry Thomas. You've got Pablo back. You've got Jeff Lorentowicz. You bring in Edson. You got Martin Rivero. So that is a very, very solid spine, and that's how we felt we needed to go. We needed to build that spine and give ourselves some flexibility, and that's exactly where we're at right now.
You mentioned there Edson Buddle, the World Football Daily's good friend indeed from the LA Galaxy, who you've brought in. What have you seen in Edson? Because it must be difficult to maybe get somebody like him who's been to Europe. It didn't quite work out for him, and then it didn't really work out too well at the Galaxy last season either. Do you see this as the opportunity that he's got to really, with a clean slate, reinstate himself back into Major League Soccer in a big way?
Absolutely, and Oliver, when we went through the process of trying to evaluate, we've gone through a little bit of a transition with our group. Gon is our all-time leading scorer at this club, in Connor Casey, a guy who helped us win a championship, Denver native. That's a very difficult decision for us. Started to think about what we needed in that position. We felt we needed an experienced player who has proven in this league that they could score goals. When we looked at Edson, and to be brutally honest, I was in LA when we brought Edson from Toronto, so I know what he's like. Every day he brings a great deal of hard work and dedication. He's a true professional. On and off the field, he comes with a smile every day, but once he crosses the line, it's all about business. And we need players like that, especially with some of the younger players that we're starting to incorporate, to be an example, and to help the young players move along and teach them how to do things the right way. Edson, in our mind, is still at a good age. And we felt that if we can surround a player like that with quality, young, attack-minded players, give him the service that he needs, that he can be the double-digit goal scorer that we haven't had at this club for two seasons. And so for us it was a pretty easy decision to really ramp it up and try and go after a player like that. We did our due diligence with regards to the injury. The doctor who performed the surgery that he had last year says he is 100%. There's no structural damage. There's no short-term damage. There's no long-term concerns that the doctor sees. He thinks that Edson has the ability to play many more years and at a high level, and that was enough for us to pull the trigger. And man, you know, we know what Edson can do in this league. He's the type of guy that can play and go into stadiums like Seattle, where there's 60,000 people, and score big time goals, and step up and score big time goals at the right times in the playoffs. And so, you know, as the leader of the front group, we had no problem with that.
Yeah. Paul, you said you want to get down to business straight from the get-go this season. When it kicks off in March, your first game is away at Dallas, the side that were above you. It must be quite nice to be playing somebody that last season you were on a pretty much a level playing field with. They only finished 2 points ahead of you in the league. You give great confidence going down away from home for the first game with that.
Yeah, no, we do. And when you look at our results last year against Dallas, this was one of our issues, was being able to close out games, put our foot down on the pedal and really gain consistency throughout the game. 1-0 here, we beat them 2-0 there in Dallas last year in the first game. We come back here, we're winning the game 1-0. We miss a couple of sitters to go up 2-3-0, and then got sucker punched and ended up losing the game 2-1. We went down there again and scored the first goal. Could have been up 3-0 30 minutes into the game, where we didn't take our chances and ended up losing the game. I think it was 3-2 or 4-3. We know where we're at with regards to Dallas. They're a quality side. Shellis does a great job of getting those guys prepared. But let's not forget, that's Oscar's old club as well. And, you know, he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that we're prepared. He knows that team and that organization inside and out. And I think it'll be a fantastic environment. But we know that we need to go down there and take care of business.
It's a great way to open up your season, that's for sure. Paul, thank you so much for taking some time out from what is a very busy season for you at the Colorado Rapids. We hope you get to enjoy some time watching the NFL and watching the Denver Broncos go through the playoffs. And we appreciate you, as I say, coming on the show and having a chat with us about the Rapids and their upcoming season, mate.
Thanks, no problem. And thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and all the best for the upcoming Major League Soccer season when it kicks off in March. That was Paul Bravo there, technical director of the Colorado Rapids, joining us here on World Football Daily, talking about, of course, the big signing, Diego Calderon, the 26-year-old Ecuadorian international. Really nice to see a player in their peak and in their prime coming to Major League Soccer. There's all this talk about, will people like Frank Lampard come and Ashley Cole, and people whose careers are starting to dwindle. And it's so nice to see that there is the attraction at the moment, especially with some of the players down in South America, to come to Major League Soccer and really make their name in the league and stamp, therefore, the league's name a bit more on the world stage as well. That's the way I think that Major League Soccer will improve. Of course, they were able to re-sign Hendry Thomas as well, who joined last season. The former Wigan player, Premier League experience will mean a lot to a lot of Major League Soccer sides, and having Hendry Thomas in their midfield will be very good indeed for the Colorado Rapids. And of course, as we said, Edson Buddle joining them as well this offseason. Colorado making plenty of moves indeed.
Not juice. Tell me, did you not hear the reference to his smile? Obviously, million-dollar smile. I'm telling you, man.
You love Edson, mate. You love Edson.
Love Edson to death. And I'm telling you, this Diego Calderon is going to be somebody to watch, man. I think the Colorado Rapids team in general are prime to be kind of making making things shake up a little bit this year in the MLS. I'm really, really looking forward to it, man.
And as he said, though, it's tough. It's really tough to make your name in Colorado right now as a sports team when you've got, you know, the Broncos with Manning storming the playoffs. It looks like they're going to anyway. Of course, they have their first game coming up this weekend. You've got the Colorado Avalanche, who I personally have always had a very soft spot for when it's come to the NHL. And then you've got the Denver Nuggets as well. I mean, there's not much room for another franchise, but the Rapids looking to stamp their mark on the Colorado sports scene. Absolutely love it. I tell you what was interesting. He said, you know, Edson could be that that double-digit goal scorer that they haven't had for 2 years. Jamie Castelron scoring only 8 goals was their top scorer last season. And goals and decent defense, I mean, those are the key elements of football, right? But you look at last year's MLS playoff contenders, not a single one of them had a goal difference of 0 or a negative goal difference. Not a single one of them. It makes such a huge difference. That goal difference statistic, I think, is obviously goals mean games. That's simple. But when you look at goal difference, you can see the who are going to be the elite sides and who are going to be those playoff sides and who aren't going to be those playoff contending sides, because decent sides will only lose the odd game 1-0, and they'll scrape draws where they can because they'll find goals in desperate positions. I think that was something the Rapids didn't find. And of course, Paul there was talking about how they weren't able to close out games as well. They struggled with in last season as well. And you just hope the influence of Calderon and of Edson, of course, will make a big difference and take them back to the playoffs.
The other thing I wanted to thank you, dude, for was bringing up the soccer night in Newtown. That was, well, I can't believe I didn't bring that up with you yet today. I'm really glad we covered that, man. That was really a cool thing that happened across the MLS.
Yeah, it was a great evening yesterday with 30-odd players getting down there and just basically doing something to, you know, take the town of Newtown's mind off things and try and bring a bit of positivity back to the area after, as we said, that horrible tragedy that took place last month and the Colorado Rapids heavily involved in the organization and being down and involved in that evening.
Yeah, Colorado themselves had quite the summer last year, or had quite the 2012, you know, with the movie shooting, the theater shooting. I mean, it's quite nice to see the country come together like that on these occasions and generally support each other. It's great to be an American. Are you a bit jealous, Juice? A little bit? Somewhat?
A little bit, eh? A little bit. Just a little bit. No, you know me. I'm very proud of my English roots, my friend. But if there was another country I was going to live in, it probably would be the United States. Although I think a lot of that might just be down to the fact that I don't want to learn another language. That might be just pure bone-eyed laziness on my part. I don't know. But don't judge me for that, Raph. Please, don't judge me for my inability to speak another language. Please. A big thanks there to Paul Bravo. They're coming on today and chatting all things Colorado Rapids. We're going to come back in just a moment after a quick interlude here on World. I don't think I've called it an interlude before, actually. A lovely interlude. That means it should be like elevator music or something like that you play into this one.
You did that the other day, actually, though. So,
All right. Okay.
Not to rain on your parade, Juice, but...
No, rain on it. Go on, Raph. Go on, Raph. Ruin my day, why don't you? We're going to take another quick break here on World Football Daily. When we come back, we're going to be wrapping up the rest of today's show. All that and a little bit more coming your way here on WFD.